Hey loves, it's me. It's been almost a year since my last upload. I literally have no sense of consistency in my life, but we're finally back with another episode. The thing is with this podcast, I really do come and speak from my heart until I kind of feel it. I don't really speak on it, so that's why it isn't as consistent, but hey, it is what it is, right? I heard this year that we're rebranding, so I thought to do a little rebranding of my own, you know. This podcast used to be called Let's Talk with Maria Marie, which upon further introspection was such a lazy name because bro, what are we really talking about? That's so random and just so vague. So I would like to reintroduce you to Healing Conversations with Maria Marie, because that is truly the intended purpose of this podcast, to share my journey and to trigger something within you that'll lead you to a path of healing in your own journey, you know? So with that being said, welcome to Healing Conversations with Maria Marie. I don't know why I just paused and had the biggest smile on my face, like you could see what I'm, you know what, that's just sad. But anyways, truth be told, I didn't really know what this episode was going to be about, so I ask that you just flow through it with me. It's truly just me trying to kind of also work through my own headspace and make some notes to myself while hoping that this triggers something positive in you. So, yeah, let's get into it. At the beginning of this year, I had a friend ask me what my resolution for this year was. Now, I promised myself that I wasn't going to do any more New Year resolutions because, bro, it is kind of very depressing at the end of the year when you look back and you haven't really kept, none of them, you know? So I said to myself that maybe if I had just one resolution, I would be able to, keep up with it. And that was such a stupid thing because guess what? I still didn't keep that one resolution. But it's fine. You know, it's cool. It's cool, whatever. But yeah, so I told my friend that I literally just have one resolution, and that is to be like water. Now, like I said, between you and I have in no way, shape, or form done this. I have been more like a rock, if we're being honest, than been like water. But honestly, my intention with this podcast is me kind of recommitting to myself regarding this goal. So what does it mean to be like water? Well, to me, to be like water means to be in flow state, which is basically to be adaptable and mobile, right? After all, pliability is life and rigidity is death. So being like water means to change with the change. Now, water always adapts to its environment. If you put a water in a container, it's gonna take the shape or the form of the container. Though water can be very destructive, it's also very calm and stable. And similar to water, when we go with life's flow, instead of meeting it with so much resistance at times, it allows for both the revelation and the embracement of endless opportunities, you know? And water doesn't just force its existence. It simply just is. It's simply just water. It doesn't do too much. It doesn't try to be something that it's not. It just exists in its state. Now, I realized that I've been forcing life upon myself a lot lately instead of just simply allowing the situations and the experiences to kind of guide me to where I need to be next. Now, I haven't really been allowing myself to learn and to simply flow with the situations and the experiences. To be like water means to allow myself to be the most authentic and fluid version of who I am, you know, to like let myself explore and learn all the things I desire without restricting myself to anything in particular. Like, you know, sometimes like there was this popular beauty YouTuber, her name is Alyssa Ashley, if I'm not mistaken. She started to go to the gym a lot lately and started to put out a lot of gym content, and there was this buzz on socials about, oh, like beauty influencers should just stick to what they know how to do, which is like makeup stuff, and not try to be a gym girl basically. And it's like, bro, like allow people to evolve, allow people to change, allow people to flow, allow people to enjoy other things that they enjoy, right? And that's like simply where I'm at with that. Like, I am just trying to allow myself to lean more into the things that I enjoy and not just stick to whatever set image that already exists off me. Like, bro, we're allowed to learn and do as many things as we want. You don't have to stick to one particular thing because this is what you're known for. This is who you are, you know? It's just like, just allow yourself to be fluid. Allow yourself to flow. And I've met so much in my life lately with so much resistance. But again, that is not me being like water. Like, being like water means to be flexible in both mind and body. It's about not being so rigid and stubborn. Oh God, am I stubborn? It's about not being stubborn about how we do things or our understanding and our practices. Like, it's like, no, like, this is how I know how to do things, so this is how I always do them. Like, no, come on, Maria. Like, it's not about that. It's about embracing open-mindedness and being able to change and adapt to circumstances. And it's to have a mind that doesn't really have a dwelling place, but continues to flow and ignores limitations and distinctions. Note to self, let your mind flow and ignore the limitations and the distinctions, because at the end of the day, like, isn't this how we learn? Like, to let our mind flow and embrace other things, this is how we learn. And I am very ashamed of myself because I haven't really been doing a lot of that lately, you know? And I guess that is okay, but yeah, just note to self, Maria, note to self. And I'm learning, however, that if we can truly understand the properties of this element, right? And this is not me being biased because I'm a water sign at all. Maybe it is, but no, this is not me being biased. I believe that if I can, or if we can truly live, if we can truly understand these properties of water and what water is and implement these things into our lives, now we really truly can have such a beautiful life, like a life that flows. And because water is formless and it can adapt, we however are often so rigid. And from recent happenings in my own life, when situations happen that kind of shake us, fear takes over, right? And we degenerate into a state of helplessness. And this isn't really us being like water, bro. Because the thing about water is that when water crashes against an object, right, it disperses and it forms again. But when a glass, for example, crashes against an object, it simply just like shatters into pieces, right? And like, that's what I want to be. Like, if I meet an obstacle in my way, though I might disperse, I have to form again. Like, I have to find my ground and I have to recollect myself and continue going, because that is what water will do, right? Now, a key point to changing with the change that I forgot was that we can see, the thing is, water can and does adapt and change, but it doesn't change what it is at its core. Like, whatever state water is in, be it solid or liquid, it is still H2O. Now, I'm really sorry. I know you didn't come here for a science lesson, but stay with me, please. Stay with me. I personally have been fighting a lot of change because for some very reasons that I don't understand why my brain works the way that it does, is that I thought that on some level, accepting some of these changes would change who I am. But I'm realizing that it doesn't have to be so, bro. Like, being like water to me is a great analogy because it shows me that I can constantly change and adapt without necessarily changing who I am at my core. And this is what is so important and so beautiful about being like water. Now, we use this idea of being open-minded and understanding very loosely in our society, myself very much included. I do it all the time, but very rarely are we truly these things. Now, the mind should stand open and unclouded by one's previously held beliefs or judgments in order to truly receive and process and take things in, like pure seeing. That is what it is, to see things as they are, just simply plainly void of any other factors or elements, right? And I've been failing with this a lot lately, but hey, like, all these things do take practice, and as long as we don't give up, we're bound to like take a step forward in those things. Now, life is forever flowing and changing, and if we remain fixed and rigid, then we cannot move with life, bro. And one thing that I do know is that fighting the current will leave you so tired, worn out, and exhausted. Like, the journey is to learn to dance with life, not to fight it and fight the tides of life all the time, but to use that energy of its flow to direct ourselves and move with it towards something new, something better. Now, this has truly all really been a strong reminder and a recommitment to myself, and I have spent some time reflecting on the areas of my life that I have met change with so much resistance, areas of my life that I've truly been so rigid and I've refused to learn and to grow and to adapt, and areas of my life that I could truly really use more flow in. And I'd like to end this with encouraging you to kind of do the same. Like, just take stock of your life, find a quiet time and just reflect on your life and try to figure out like where you could use a bit more flow in your life. Okay, so that's been me for this episode. All of this is really truly a note to self. So yeah, till next time, guys, stay safe. Mwah.